WPSU is taking a look at how Central Pennsylvanians decide whether to make their home here or move on in our new series, Reasons to Stay. Gary Long was born and raised in Milheim. Long says he has reasons to stay. His family all still lives nearby. But what's harder for him to find is a way to support himself in his slowly reviving post-industrial town. WPSU's Emily Reddy introduces us to Long and his story.
When Gary Long graduated from high school, there wasn't much going on in Milheim. Then in 2008 came Elk Creek Cafe with its local beer and food and a hopping music scene. Next came a gallery, a coffee shop, and a few other stores. Long saw potential in the town's growth, and especially in those musicians coming through town. He thought the town might be able to support a luthier, someone who builds and repairs stringed instruments. So he went to school for it.
I've just started down this luthery path. It's been just over a year since I've got out of school. So I've been doing some repairs, and I'm just starting now to build.
Just outside of Milheim, Long is working in a friend's wood shop. He picks up a piece of wood roughly the shape of the body of an electric guitar and puts it in a vice grip.
This is sort of my version of a Stratocaster-style guitar. So again, there are probably machines that can accomplish this in a little bit quicker time. I don't have those machines, but I do have a rasp. And I actually really like this. So I'm hoping to be able to offer acoustics for less than $3,000, and electrics will be less expensive than that. There's a lot more work that goes into an acoustic. It's going to be a little while. I have quite a bit of wood to remove, so I don't know if we'll get that far today.
Across the studio, Long has three completed guitars, stored lovingly in cases. He made them during a five-month course at the Roberto Venn School of Luthery in Phoenix, Arizona.
The instruments that I do have finished, I could talk about them. I'm happy to. This is a flat top acoustic. So let's try this.
Long hopes to open a luthery shop in Milheim. He's even got a storefront picked out on North Street.
I guess I'm just about to find out what the challenges of having a business in a small town are. I mean, I can imagine some of them, and it's not clear that I'll actually have enough business for this to support itself. You know, that's something I'll have to find out. Especially on the building end of things, I think the market for custom-made instruments is pretty small, and to get name recognition is pretty hard. And I'm just starting out.
So why not do this somewhere with more potential buyers, where the local population is more than Milheim's approximately 900 residents? Long says it's not that he's never been anywhere else. He's visited other cities and other countries, but he's never wanted to live anywhere else.
I always loved Milheim. In my class, it seemed like there was a large group of people that were ready to get out of Penns Valley for one reason or another, and I always loved it here. Yeah, my family is from here. You know, I've never considered living anywhere else. And I would love to be able to build and repair instruments for the foreseeable future, specifically in Milheim. I would love to be able to do this here.
For WPSU's Reasons to Stay, I'm Emily Reddy.
Do you have reasons to stay? Share a picture of the reasons you're staying on Instagram with the hashtag WPSUReasonsToStay. And visit WPSU.org/reasons to stay to see pictures of Gary Long working on his guitars and to see stories of others exploring their decision to stay or not in Central Pennsylvania.